they call them butter rolls. You can put them in little rolls, or you can put them in one big pan and make a loaf of bread for sliced bread. And if you want to make a French bread, well, you'll have to take the bread, lay it long ways in a pan, and you get some corn starch, and you mix that up together, and you make a liquid. You take a little brush, a pastry brush, and you brush that liquid all over it. And then, that don't sound good, huh?
No, it sounds real good.
You take that pastry brush with a little cornstarch, and it tells you how much, you know, you put, and you brush it all over the top of that bread, and you take your cornmeal, and you sprinkle that over it. And then you put it in the oven, and it's the most delicious French bread you could ever eat. Now, I like mine. When you cut it open, you put the butter on it, and then you mash some garlic, and you put some garlic in it, and you call it garlic bread.
Now, you mentioned cornmeal. Anything you would make from that? Tell me about what you make from cornmeal.
Oh, we make cornbread.
Different corn types?
Yeah, you can make cornbread. You bake it, you know, you put your sister your meal, and you put a little salt, a little shortening. Well, I have a recipe Yeah, and you make up a bread, and you put you could use oleo butter, you know, instead. Otherwise, you put the shortening in there, a little salt, and a little sugar, and you stir the meal up good. I also put a half a cup of flour in mine, and you stir it all up together. You break one egg in it, stir it up good, you leave some a little bit of the lumps in it, and then you bake it. That's cornbread.
Okay.
Now, if you have some cracklings, like from the hoe, you put some of them in that cornbread, and it makes it taste real good.
That makes
cornbread with cracklings. And then you can make what you call a cornmeal mush. You know what that is?
Mm-hmm.
You know what cream of wheat is?
Yeah.
Well, this mush is like cream of wheat. You put your water to boil, put a little salt in that, and you take your cornmeal, put it in a cup and wet it a little bit, and then pour it in there and stir it good as you cook it. And you make
couscous?
Yeah. Well, we call it mush.
Yeah.
We fed our babies on that. It makes them so fat. So, and you can make corn flittles with the cornmeal. You mix up the dough the same way, except you use a lot of fat, like oil, in your frying pan, and you just drop it by a spoonful. Cut it off for a minute, because you make the noise more.
Yeah.
Uh-huh. Now, announce your baby's name, Nita. Pronounce your baby's name. It's going to go on.
Maida,
and your name?
Talk to
your
name.
Belita,
that's very
true. What is Mary's second name?
Kazanjian.
I get it right. That's pretty, huh?
Yeah, that's an exotic name.
Yes, it is. Every one of my children has give these babies odd names. We have one named Alati. I've never heard a name before like that.
Yeah.
And Khalees. That's our two.
Penelope.
Yeah, he got Penelope. So I just about got them all now.
Hmm.
Except, I don't know, forgot what Emily baby's name. Sadie, huh?
Fedrica.
Something like that. Yeah. Fedrica. I don't know. Where are you going, out in the sun?
Yeah.
All right, cover the baby's head when you go out.
Get back here.
And be sure you keep her away from the wind. You set the object away.
That's the mother. She's telling y'all.
Yeah.
That's her.
That's her baby.
Her first baby.
Her first baby.
Yeah.